with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.
This is my quest to follow that star, no matter how hopeless.
The novel Don Quixote by Miguel de Cervantes is the story of a man seduced by imagination.
And it's someone whose vision is so strong that every contact with reality fails to convince him that what he's seeing in his mind isn't real.
That's Magda Bogan, translator of a stunning new illustrated edition of Don Quixote. Cervantes was born in Spain, wounded during a battle with the Turkish fleet, captured by Barbary pilots, enslaved for 5 years in Algiers, jailed for debt. Cervantes was probably in prison when he wrote Don Quixote, and the book may have been the first worldwide bestseller.
It came out in 1605 in Spain, and I think by 1608 was already in English. So the reaction all over Europe was tremendous excitement. It was immediately put into all the great languages.
Cervantes hinted that he would write a second volume of the Don Quixote story.
And in fact, another writer wrote that second volume. Jumped the gun on Cervantes, as it were.
In a time when there were no copyright laws.
And Cervantes then was so angry that he wrote his own Volume 2, but it came out after the other one.
Despite the fame of Don Quixote, Cervantes died in poverty, but his masterpiece is still being read. Stuart, Tabori, and Chang has published a new edition of the classic, translated by Magda Bogan and illustrated by Manuel Bush. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Miguel de Cervantes enhanced the language with the word quixotic, meaning impractical and idealistic, and with the phrase tilting at windmills, meaning to fight an imaginary enemy. Those ideas come from the novel Don Quixote.
People think of it, the first thing is just these two guys on horses riding out into a field, and one goes crazy and attacks a bunch of windmills. And it's so, so much more sophisticated and surprising than that.
That's Magda Bogan, translator of a new illustrated edition of Don Quixote. It's the tale of a mentally confused gentleman from La Mancha who sets off with his faithful squire Sancho Panza to right the wrongs of the world. All the characters in the book are drawn into Don Quixote's vision.
While trying to convince him that he's crazy, they join his madness.
Cervantes playfully draws his readers into a literary world as well.
It is a book about books, a book about reading and the world that opens from books.
Magda Bogan says Cervantes electrified his Spanish countrymen with the exuberance of his language.
The mixture of dialect and all kinds of sort of language of fairy tales, of myth. It's very, very lively. It's pungent, it's spicy, and it has terrific rhythm.
Magda Bogan was the translator, Manuel Boich, the illustrator of a new edition of Don Quixote, published by Stuart, Tabori, and Chang.
Don Quixote de la Mancha, having proven yourself this day in terrible and glorious combat, I hereby dub thee knight.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When the publishing house of Stuart, Tabori, and Chang approached Magda Bogan to make a new 40,000-word translation of Don Quixote, Bogan at first thought it would be impossible.
But the more I thought about it, I began to realize it could be fascinating to figure out what's the real essence of this book if you had to tell it in fewer words. Still using Cervantes' language.
Magda Bogan is not only a translator, but a novelist as well.
Being a translator and being a writer are just about the same thing, which is an ability to imagine yourself in another universe, another life.
The new edition of Don Quixote is considerably slimmed down, but is enhanced by beautiful illustrations by Manuel Boich, a Spanish artist. The illustrations are realistic, but at the same time hallucinatory, much like the book itself.
What most intrigued me was the way in which Cervantes, in a sense, slips himself in as Don Quixote, so that you're really not sure, is Cervantes writing the book or is Don Quixote?
Don Quixote himself is prophetic.
Don Quixote, as he's riding along, often says something about, there will be a book in which I will live forever. He knows himself to be both a real person and a character in a work of fiction, and he sees himself as immortal.
Hail, knight of the woeful countenance, knight of the woeful countenance.
A new edition of Don Quixote, translated by Magda Bogan.
Who will know of the glorious deeds of the knight of the woeful countenance.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.